Once listening to someone saying, "We have all been broken at some time." When I launched that expression, I was explaining that at some point in life, we have all gone through complicated situations. Situations in one way or another have marked us, have hurt us in the heart. We have cried out. We have laughed. But there are situations that although many times we try to hide them, they will always be there like a wound that could not be healed. And the only way to heal it is to remember without pain, to have true joy, to be able to look up, to move on, is understanding that we need God. He is our creator. And not only is He our creator, He is our Father. He formed us in His womb. He knows our life, knows your laying down, and knows your liftings. That is why Jesus made this truth known to us when at a certain moment He said, "Separated from me, you can do nothing." In this world, we will be wandering like a lost sailing ship in the middle of the sea without an engine that can guide it. Simply disorientated and being carried away by the winds that come and go. The result is simply to reach any destination and to any place. There is no fixed course. But when we decide to give our life to God, then destiny is printed. Then it is like that engine that in front of the wind and tide, it will direct us to the eternal purpose. To live for what we were born for. To live for it. Today, I just want to remind you what is true. We were all born broken. We were all born condemned. We were born infected like a spiritual virus called sin that has condemned everyone, all of humanity. But there is hope. There is salvation. There is a new opportunity. To live without God is to live adrift. It is to live one day at a time. It is to stop dreaming. It is to stop having joy and have true peace. Not peace that this world offers. There is only one opportunity in this life to be healed, to be restored, to be reached and returned to the purpose for which we were created. And that only alternative is available to anyone who wants it, because it is God's love expressed to His humanity, a love that does not end despite how sinful we are. That love is present for those who recognize their condition and who today recognize that they need that forgiveness, that they need that salvation, that they need to be healed from the inside out. The human being is broken. It is like a broken vessel. It is useless to be made of an impressive quality when you are a vessel that is broken and you cannot keep anything inside it. Now, do you understand me? Voids in the heart are not filled with anything, but our Creator, our Father, the Lord, is the only one. You have tried to heal your heart and restore it by trusting people. And they fail you again and again because that is from the human nature. You have looked for love in people and you have not found it. You have looked for happiness being accepted by others. And in the end, when you're alone, you realize what your reality is. Forgive me for speaking to you this way with these words. But it is the only way to reach you and make you understand that we need to recognize where we are, what our condition is, so that we can open our hearts and return to God. Separated from Him, there is no hope, my beloved friends. And to stop fighting is not the solution. Throwing in the towel is not the solution. Getting closer to God again, that is the true solution. And today, a new day is born. And the Lord reminds you that His love is there for you, because He loved us in such a way You just have to open your heart and tell him, I want you to come into my life because I do not want to continue broken, Lord. Many are broken and seek to fulfill that emptiness of the heart with drugs, alcohol, prostitution, friendships, money, fame. And in the end, you only laughed for a moment because you felt happy, but it was momentary. But when you allow God to enter your heart, he takes those holes, disarms you, and makes you new, so that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He says his word, and the old things have passed away, and all are made new. Then you can ask yourself, what about my old life if I fail, if I sin? If it will be, it was my way of living, says the Lord. He forgives all your sins and makes you a new person. That is why in Jeremiah chapter 18, this text is key to understanding it. God speaks to the prophet Jeremiah from verse 1, chapter 18 of Jeremiah. The Bible tells us the Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. Go down to the potter's house, there at his workshop. And there I will speak to you. So I did what he told me, and I found the potter working on the wheel. But the pot he was forming did not turn out as he expected, so he crushed it and started again. After the Lord gave me this message, can't I do to you the same thing that the potter did with the clay? Today I come to give you this message from the Lord, because perhaps you have questions in your heart that you have not been able to answer, and you are questioning yourself, guilt that you are carrying, moments of affliction in which you want to scream and not move on. Many times have you wanted to sleep and not wake up anymore? But today I just come to tell you from the Lord, can't I do with you what the potter did with the clay? God tells Jeremiah, go down, go down. That word, go down, go down, it means something deep. Leave your standards. Stop trusting yourself. Leave your pride. Stop wanting to always have control of all things, and descend. When you vacate wanting to rule your heart, in your heart, and occupy the first place, when you give up and you realize that you are small and that you need God, then when you let yourself be uncomfortable and leave your place, you will be able to understand what God's purpose is with you. You will be able to understand why you will stop fighting for yourself. You will stop ignoring. You will stop having pride. You will stop trusting what you think is convenient. And then you'll be able to see. Today God tells you, go down to the potter's house. Go down, because that's why you will be able to listen. And going down requires willingness. It requires dedication, recognizing what we need and why we need him. That we are sinners. And when Jeremiah goes down, the first thing he sees is someone taking a clay pot and shaping it. I want you to imagine it for a moment. A person sitting there with the wooden wheel. And there on top of that spinning wheel, there was clay. There was mud. There was a pot that's not looking so good. But it was spoiled. It was disarmed. It did not want to be controlled. That vessel many times represents our life. While God wants to mold us, we are elusive to his love. We want to do things our own way. And in the end, we hit each other. And in the end, we get hurt. We deviate from the plan. Can you see where you are now? Then take an x-ray of your life now. Do you realize where you are? Where have your decisions taken you? Are you realizing where you are today, You keep criticizing, you keep questioning God, and you continue with pain and resentment in your heart. Do you think you will be able to enjoy tomorrow? Do you think you are enjoying today? Are you valuing every moment detail that God gives you every morning that you wake up? I think not. They are strong but necessary questions. But you know, there is hope. Because when Jeremiah saw the vessel had been damaged, you know what is wonderful? God does not do what we do many times. When we find something and we think that it does not serve us and we throw it away. And excuse my comparison, that is a little too strong, but that's how we do with people. We even use a saying that what is useless is thrown away, right? And we separate ourselves from everyone. We separate everything. And we separate each other from others. We consider that they are not important. But you know, only when Jeremiah left his position could he understand mercy. And where was mercy? That all of the clay was damaged in his hand because the pot did not allow itself to be molded. Do you know what happened? He did it again. And this time, it was a wonderful vessel, a great instrument. God is not tired of you. And even if you deny it, and even if you think that he has already forgotten what you are living for today, you are judging God and everything around you because you had a difficult season. But God has you in his hands. He has not left you alone. Perhaps you disarmed yourself, as I said at the beginning. That phrase that kept ringing. We are all broken as one vessel. Maybe that's why it is. But there is hope because life itself, that is God, showed itself through his son Jesus Christ out of love. On a cross, he gave his blood. He extended his life to you. Life for life. Condemnation for a new life. And today, you can access it. You do not need to pay a price. You do not need to do anything. Just open your heart. And through a short prayer, say, Lord, be my Savior. Be my Lord. Forgive my sins. I need you today. Today is what we need. The world, my beloved friend, will make you believe otherwise. But today, you make the decision. Do you want to stay broken? Or do you want to be that broken vessel with the potter's hands, was made again, was made with the end that God had determined. You decide if you want. I will accompany you in that prayer. I do not promise that the circumstances will change. God only knows. What I promise you is that he will heal you from the inside out and you will have a new life. Do you want it? Do you want it? So give me one more minute. Take this moment. Stop what you're doing and close your eyes and repeat these words with me. Lord Jesus, today I recognize my condition. I am a sinner. I know that I have been apart, away from you. But today I receive this word as a confirmation of your love for me and that there is hope. I want that hope. And if you can do something like you did, like the potter did something with the clay, he did it again. Today I put my life in front of you. If you can do something with me, I am at your disposal. Forgive all my sins. Today I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my personal Savior. Come into my life and do not leave anymore. Make me the vessel that you want me to be. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. You made the best decision. God makes you new. Blessings.